In a faraway land, long ago, lived a king and his fair queen. Many years had they longed for a child, and finally their wish was granted. A daughter was born, and they called her Aurora. Yes, they named her after the dawn, for she filled their lives with sunshine. Then a great holiday was proclaimed throughout the kingdom, so that all of high or low estate might pay homage to the infant princess. And our story begins on that most joyful day.
On that joyful day, on that joyful day.
This great and joyous day did all the kingdom celebrate the long-awaited royal birth. And good King Stefan and his queen made welcome their lifelong friend.
Their royal highnesses, King Hubert and Prince Philip.
Fondly had these monarchs dreamed one day their kingdoms to unite. Thus today would they announce that Philip, Hubert's son and heir, to Stefan's child would be betrothed. And so to her his gift he brought, and looked unknowing on his future bride.
Excellencies, the three good fairies, Mistress Flora, Mistress Fauna, and Mistress Merriweather.
The little darling.
Your Majesties,
each of us the child may bless with a single gift. No more, no less.
Little princess, my gift shall be the gift of beauty.
Princess, my gift shall be the gift of song.
One gift, the gift of song. Let our giver hold life long.
princess. My gift shall be...
What does she want here?
Shh. Well, quite a glittering assemblage, King Stefan. Royalty, nobility, the gentry, and... Oh, how quaint. Even the rabble. I really felt quite distressed at not receiving an invitation.
You weren't wanted.
Not what? Oh, dear, what an awkward situation. I had hoped it was merely due to some oversight. Well, in that event, I'd best be on my way.
And you're not offended, Your Excellency?
Why, no, Your Majesty. And to show I bear no ill will, I, too, shall bestow a gift on the child. Listen well, all of you. The princess shall indeed grow in grace and beauty, beloved by all who know her. But before the sun sets on her 16th birthday, she shall prick her finger on the spindle of a spinning wheel and die.
Oh, no!
Seize that creature!
Stand back, you fools!
Don't despair, Your Majesties. Meriwether still has her gift to give.
Then she can undo this fearful curse?
Oh, no, sire.
Maleficent's powers are far too great.
But she can help. But just do your best, dear.
Yes, go on.
Sweet princess, if through this wicked witch's trick a spindle should your finger prick, a ray of hope there still may be in this, the gift I give to thee. Not in death, but just in sleep, the fateful prophecy you'll keep. And from this slumber you shall wake when true love's kiss the spell shall break.
King Stefan, still fearful of his daughter's life, did then and there decree that every spinning wheel in the kingdom should on that very day be burned. So 'twas done.
Come have a nice cup of tea, dear. I'm sure it'll work out somehow.
Well, a bonfire won't stop Maleficent.
Of course not. But what will?
Well, perhaps if we reason with her.
Reason? With Maleficent?
Well, she can't be all bad.
Oh, yes, she can.
I'd like to turn her into a fat old hop toad.
Now, dear, that isn't a very nice thing to say.
Besides, we can't. You know our magic doesn't work that way.
It can only do good, dear, to bring joy and happiness.
Well, that would make me happy.
But there must be some way. There is.
There is?
What is it, Flora?
I'm going to... Even walls have ears. Follow me.
Flower. Maleficent?
Oh, no, dear. The princess.
Oh, she'd make a lovely flower.
Don't you see? A flower can't prick its finger.
It has nails. No.
That's right.
She'll be perfectly safe.
Until Maleficent sends a frost.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
She always ruins your nicest flowers.
You're right. And she'll be expecting us to do something like that.
Well, what won't she expect? She knows everything.
Oh, but she doesn't, dear. Maleficent doesn't know anything about love or kindness or the joy of helping others. You know, sometimes I don't think she's really very happy.
That's it. Of course. It's the only thing she can't understand and won't expect. Oh. Now, we'll have to plan it carefully. Let's see, the woodcutter's cottage. Yes, the abandoned one. Of course, the king and queen will object. But when we explain, it's the only way.
Explain what?
About the three peasant women raising a foundling child deep in the forest.
Oh, well, that's very nice of them.
Who are they?
Turn around.
Edith! Why, it's us!
Uh-huh. You mean we, us?
Uh-huh. Take care of the baby?
Why not?
Oh, I like that.
Well, yes, but we'd have to feed it.
And wash it and dress it and rock it to sleep.
Oh, I'd love it. You really think we can?
If humans can do it, so can we.
And we'd have our magic to help us.
That's right.
No. No magic. I'll take those wands right now. Oh, better get rid of those wings, too.
You mean live like mortals? For 16 years?
Uh-huh.
Now, we don't know how. We've never done anything without magic.
And that's why Maleficent will never suspect.
But who'll wash and cook?
Oh, we'll all pitch in.
I'll take care of the baby.
Let me have it, dear. Come along now. We must tell their majesties at once.
Flora!
Flora!
So the king and his queen watched with heavy hearts as their most precious possession, their only child, disappeared into the night. Many sad and lonely years passed by for King Stefan and his people. But as the time for the princess's 16th birthday drew near, the entire kingdom began to rejoice. For everyone knew that as long as Maleficent's domain, the Forbidden Mountains, thundered with her wrath and frustration, her evil prophecy had not yet been fulfilled.
Are you sure you searched everywhere?
Everywhere. We all did.
And what about the town? The forests, the mountains?
We searched mountains, forests, and houses, and in all the cradles.
Cradle?
Yep. Every cradle.
Cradle!
Did you hear that, my pet? All these years, they've been looking for a baby.
Oh! Fools! Idiots! Imbeciles! Disgrace to the forces of evil. Oh,
My pet, you are my last hope. Circle far and wide. Search for a maid of 16 with hair of sunshine gold and lips red as the rose. Go, and do not fail.
And so for 16 long years, the whereabouts of the princess remained a mystery. While deep in the forest, in a woodcutter's cottage, the good fairies carried out their well-laid plan. Living like mortals, they had reared the child as their own and called her Briar Rose. On this, her 16th birthday, the good fairies had planned a party and something extra special for a surprise.
Well, now, how about this one?
This is the one I picked.
Oh, she'll look beautiful in that.
Now, I thought a few changes here.
Uh-huh. And don't forget a pretty bow.
Yes, and raise the shoulder line.
We'll make it blue.
Oh, no, dear, pink.
But
of course we'll need a few pleats.
Yes, but how are we going to get her out of the house?
Oh, I'll think of something.
Look at this in the
pool. Well. And what are you three dears up to?
Up to?
Up to?
Up to? We
want you to pick some berries.
That's it, berries.
Berries?
Lots of berries.
But I picked berries yesterday.
Oh, we need more, dear.
Lots more.
Yes. Now, don't hurry back, dear.
But don't go too far.
And don't speak to strangers.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
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 I wonder if she suspects.
Of course not. Come on. Oh, will she be surprised?
A real birthday party with a real birthday cake.
Yes, and a dress a princess can be proud of.
I'll get the wands.
Yes, you can. The wands?
Oh, no.
No magic.
But the 16 years are almost over.
We're taking no chances.
But I've never baked a fancy cake.
Oh, you won't have to, dear.
I'm going to bake the cake.
You? Oh, she's always wanted to, dear. And this is her last chance.
Well, I'm going to make it 15 layers with pink and blue, forget-me-not.
And I'm making the dress.
But you can't sew, and she's never cooked.
Oh, it's simple.
All you do is follow the book.
Up here, dear. You can be the dummy.
Well, I still say we ought to use magic. Flour, 3 cups.
Cups, 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 cups.
Oh. 1, 2, 3.
What's that for? Well, it's got to have a hole in the bottom.
That's for the feet to go through.
It's pink. Oh, lovely shade, isn't it?
But I wanted it blue.
Now, dear, we decided pink was our color.
You decided.
Two eggs. Fold in gently.
Fold? Oh, well.
I can't breathe.
It looks awful. That's because it's on you, dear.
Now, yeast, 1 tisp. Tisp?
1 teaspoon.
Oh, 1 teaspoon, of course.
Oh, gracious, how that child has grown.
Oh, it seems only yesterday we brought her here. Just a tiny baby.
Why, Merryweather.
Whatever's the matter, dear?
After today, she'll be a princess. And we won't have any Briar Rose.
Oh, Sora.
Now. We all knew this day had to come.
But why did it have to come so soon?
After all,
We've had her for 16 years.
16 wonderful years.
Good gracious, we're acting like a lot of ninnies. Come on, she'll be back before we get started.
Samson? Beautiful. What is it? Come on, let's find out. Oh, come on. For an extra bucket of oats? And a few carrots? Hup, boy!
Want me to meet anyone. But you know something? I fooled them. I have met someone.
handsome and so romantic. Oh, we walk together and talk together. And just before we say goodbye, he takes me in his arms. And then I wake up. Yes, it's only in my dreams. But they say if you dream a thing more than once, it's sure to come true. And I've seen him so many times.
You know, Samson, there was something strange about that voice. Too beautiful to be real. Maybe it was some mysterious being, a wood sprite, or a... Here! Stop!
Supposed to speak to strangers, but we've met before.
I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream. I know you. The gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam. Yet I know it's true that visions are seldom all they seem. But if I know you, I know what you'll do. You'll love me at once, the way you did once upon a dream. La, la, la. But if I know you, I know what you'll do.
Upon a dream.
Oh. Oh.
I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you.
Oh, it wasn't that. It's just that you're
a stranger?
Mm-hmm.
But don't you remember? We've met before.
We have?
Why, of course. You said so yourself. Once upon a dream. I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream. I know you. The gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam.
I know it's true that visions are seldom all they see.
What's your name?
Hmm?
Oh, my name. Why, it's... Oh, no, I can't. I... Goodbye.
But when will I see you again?
Oh, never. Never.
Never?
Well, maybe someday.
When? Tomorrow?
Oh, no. This evening.
Where?
At the cottage in the glen.
There. Well, what do you think of it?
Why, it's a very unusual cake, isn't it?
Yes. Of course, it'll be much stiffer after it's baked.
Of course, dear. What do you think of the dress?
Well, it's not exactly the way it is in the book, is it?
Oh, I improved it. But perhaps if I added a few more ruffles, what do you think?
I think so. What do you think, Meriwether?
I think we've had enough of this nonsense. I think we ought to think of Rose and what she'll think of this mess. I still think what I felt before. I'm going to get those wands.
You know, I think she's right.
Here they are, good as new.
Careful, Meriwether. Quick, lock the doors.
Fauna, you close the windows.
Oh,
plug up every cranny. We can't take any chances. Now, you take care of the cake while I clean the room, dear, and I'll make the dress. Now hurry.
Come on, bucket, mop, broom. Flora says, clean up the room.
And now to make a lovely dress fit to grace a fair princess.
Eggs, flour, and maple.
Just do it like it says here in the book. I'll put on the candles.
Foolishness. Make it pink.
Now hide, quick.
Aunt Flora!
Good gracious! Who left the mop running?
Stop, Mop!
Aunt Flora! Fauna! Merriweather! Where is everybody? Day of my life. Everything's so wonderful. Just wait till you meet him.
Him?
Rose. You've met some stranger?
Oh, he's not a stranger. We've met before.
You have?
Where?
Once upon a dream. I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream.
She's in love.
Oh, no.
This is terrible.
Why? After all, I am 16.
It isn't that, dear.
You're already betrothed.
Betrothed?
Since the day you were born.
To Prince Philip, dear.
But that's impossible. How could I marry a prince? I'd have to be...
a princess.
And you are, dear.
Princess Aurora. Tonight we're taking you back to your father, King Stefan.
But I can't. He's coming here tonight. I promised to meet him.
I'm sorry, child. But you must never see that young man again.
Oh, no. No. I can't believe it. No. No.
And we thought she'd be so happy.
No sign of her yet, Hubert.
Of course not. A good half hour till sunset. excellent bird. Go on now. Come, man. Buck up. Battle's over. Girl's as good as here.
I'm sorry, Hubert, but after 16 years of worrying, never knowing...
the past! All in the past. Tonight, we toast the future with something I've been saving for 16 years. Here, to the future!
Right, Hubert, to the future!
Scumps! Scumps!
Scumps!
A toast to this night.
The outlook is rosy.
The future is bright.
Our children will marry.
Our kingdoms unite. Scumps! 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 Ah, excellent vintage. And now, to the new home, eh?
New home?
Children need a nest of their own, what? Place to raise their little brood, eh?
Well, I suppose, in time...
Of course! To the home! Scumps!
Scumps!
A toast to the home!
One grander by far than a palace in Rome!
Let me fill up your glass. That last was all foam!
Scumps!
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 The plans! Well, what do you think? Nothing elaborate, of course. 40 bedrooms, dining hall, honeymoon cottage, really.
You mean you're building it already?
Built, man! Finished! Lovebirds can move in tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But, Hubert, they're not even married yet.
Take care of that tonight. For the wedding!
Oh, Hold on, Hubert. I haven't even seen my daughter yet, and you're taking her away from me.
Getting my Philip, aren't you?
Yes, but...
Want to see our grandchildren, don't we?
Of course, but...
Well, there's no time to lose. Getting on in years. To the wedding!
Now be reasonable, Hubert. After all, Aurora knows nothing about all this.
Well?
Well, it may come as quite a shock.
Shock? My Philip, a shock? What's wrong with my Philip?
Nothing, Hubert. I only meant...
Why doesn't your daughter like my son?
Now.
I'm not so sure my son likes your daughter.
Now, see here.
I'm not so sure my grandchildren want you for a grandfather.
Why, you unreasonable, pompous, blustering old windbag.
Unreasonable, pompous, unguard, sir.
I warn you, Hubert. This means war.
Forward! On honor! For country! What's this all about, anyway?
Nothing, Hubert. Absolutely nothing.
Children bound to fall in love with each other.
Precisely. And as for grandchildren, I'll have the royal woodcarvers start work on the cradle tomorrow.
Splendid! King size, of course!
Certainly! To the Woodcarver's Guild!
Something suitable. Can't meet your future bride looking like that.
But I have met her, Father.
Yeah, you have? Where?
Once upon a dream.
Philip! Stop it! Stop that! Philip! Put me down! Now, what's all this dream nonsense?
Oh, it wasn't a dream, Father. I really did meet her.
The Princess Aurora? Good heavens, we must tell Stefan. Why, this is the most...
I didn't say it was Aurora.
You most certainly did. You said that...
I said I met the girl I was going to marry. I don't know who she was. A peasant girl, I suppose.
A peasant girl? You're going to marry a... Why, Philip, you're joking. Isn't he? Oh, you can't do this to me. Give up the throne, the kingdom, for some nobody? By Harry, I won't have it! You're a prince, and you're going to marry a princess!
Now, Father, you're living in the past. This is the 14th century. Nowadays...
Nowadays, I'm still the king, and I command you to come to your senses!
And marry the girl I love.
Exactly!
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Father. Marry the girl you... No, no! No, no, Philip! Stop! Come back! Oh, Philip! How will I ever tell Stefan?
Thank you.
here, dear. Bolt the door, Merriweather. Fauna, pull the drapes. And now, dear, if you'll just sit here. This one last gift, dear child, for thee. The symbol of thy royalty. A crown to wear in grace and beauty, as is thy right and royal duty.
Now, dear.
Come. Let her have a few moments alone.
It's that boy she met.
Whatever are we going to do?
See why she has to marry any old prince.
Now, that's not for us to decide, dear. Maybe we should tell King Stefan about the boy.
Well, why don't we? Listen. Maleficent! Rose!
Rose!
Rose! Why did he leave her alone?
Rose!
Rose!
Spindle. Touch it, I say. You poor, simple fools. Thinking you could defeat me. Me, the mistress of all evil. Well, here's your precious princess.
Rose.
Never forgive myself.
We're all to blame.
Stefan, there's something important I have to tell you.
Not now, Hubert.
But it's about Philip.
Philip? Oh, yes, of course. Philip. Why, where is the boy?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, send for him immediately.
But shh.
The sun has set. Make ready to welcome your princess.
Thank you.
King Stefan and the Queen.
They'll be heartbroken when they find out.
They're not going to.
They aren't.
But we'll put them all to sleep until Rose awakens.
Come.
Been talking to Philip. Seems he's fallen in love with some peasant girl.
Peasant girl? Yes, yes. The peasant girl. Who is she? Where did he meet her?
Just some peasant girl he met.
Where? Where?
Once upon a dream.
Once upon a dream. Rose, Prince Philip. Oh. Come on, we've got to get back to the cottage.
This is a pleasant surprise. I set my trap for a peasant, and lo, I catch a prince. Away with him. But gently, my pets, gently. I have plans for our royal guest. Thank you.
She's got Prince Philip.
At the Forbidden Mountain.
But we can't go there.
We can, and we must.
Prince Philip can't be here to enjoy the celebration. Come. We must go to the dungeon and cheer him up. Come now, Prince Philip. Why so melancholy? A wondrous future lies before you. You, the destined hero of a charming fairy tale come true. Behold, King Stefan's castle. And in yonder topmost tower, dreaming of her true love, the princess Aurora. But see the gracious whim of fate. Why, 'tis the selfsame peasant maid who won the heart of our noble prince but yesterday. She is indeed most wondrous fair. Gold of sunshine in her hair. Lips that shame the red, red rose. In ageless sleep, she finds repose. The years roll by, but 100 years to a steadfast heart are but a day. And now, the gates of the dungeon part, and our prince is free to go his way. Off he rides on his noble steed, a valiant figure, straight and tall, to wake his love with love's first kiss, and prove that true love conquers all. Let us leave our noble prince with these happy thoughts. A most gratifying day. For the first time in 16 years, I shall sleep well.
Philip, the road to true love may be barred by still many more dangers, which you alone will have to face. So arm thyself with this enchanted shield of virtue and this mighty sword of truth. For these weapons of righteousness will triumph over evil. Now come, we must hurry. Of thorns shall be his tomb. Born through the skies on a fog of doom. Now go with a curse and serve me well. Round Stefan's castle, cast my spell.
Ha 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 ha
deal with me, O Prince, and all the powers of hell!
Truth flies swift and sure, that evil die and good endure.
Forgive me, Hubert, the wine. Now, were saying?
Huh? I was? Oh, yes. Well, after all, Stefan, this is the 14th century.
Yes, you said that a moment ago.
Well, to come right to the point, my son, Philip, says he's going to marry...
Aurora! She's here!
And Philip! Oh, what does this mean, boy? I don't understand. I don't understand.
What's the matter?
matter, dear?
Oh, I just love happy endings.
Yes, I do too. Oh, Blue. Pink.